Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Ryan Wiggins' version of the Annie Fry Show intro, which means it's Friday and it's 2:07, which means it's also time for X's and O's. And my friends, my dear friends at Point Pest Control are in studio with us. John Hoglund, the service manager, and Steve Bickle, the wildlife manager from Point Pest Control. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi, Annie.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Wildlife manager Steve, what kind of wildlife?
Well, we're looking mostly at raccoons and squirrels, but we deal with moles, snakes, bats, all kinds of other things.
So you hear a rattling in the top of your garage or something like that, people can call Point?
That could be a problem, but yes, they can give us a call and we'll come out and take a look and see what's going on.
What's the craziest thing you found in a crazy place? You got a good story?
Too many stories,
yeah.
But the raccoons and squirrels can do a lot of damage on the soffits and fascia and rip open the roofs and stuff like that. So there's so much crazy stuff that goes on out there that I couldn't even possibly begin to start to tell you.
So, Steve, you're the wildlife manager. Are you still a guy who goes out and wrangles these things yourself, or do you get to tell other people to do that?
No, I absolutely go do a lot of the work myself, and I always enjoy getting out and meeting the people and seeing what kind of problems they have. So,
aren't you okay? Total girl question here. Aren't you scared? I would be like, every time it would move, it would just freak me out. That's why I would call Steve in Point Pest Control to take care of my problem, which I have done before. Does anything spook you? Anything like your snake guy?
Sometimes when you get up in the attics with raccoons or squirrels or who knows what's going
to
be up there,
sometimes
it does get
you
a little bit nerve-wracking. But, the adrenaline starts to flow and everything usually turns out okay. So,
or at least
like
my so job. Far.
Have you ever been called out for an animal and then been looking for it and you're like, oh, no, that's a guy.
A human in the attic?
Yeah.
I have not had that problem yet.
Okay, well, that's probably good.
You're so weird.
That would be scary.
That would be scary.
And we use rechargeable flashlights. Rechargeable flashlights will just go out on you.
Oh, no.
Without any notice at all. So it's not fun being in an attic and your flashlight goes out.
So John has actually been out to my house to help me with my spider problem, and it's been an amazing experience. 2 years spider-free. I just recently saw another spider. My kids saw one, and so they're going to come out and handle that for me hopefully soon. I got to get my act together. But John, right now, I know that there are a few things that are manifesting themselves in the springtime. Mosquitoes, for sure. I've been bitten by mosquitoes several times already. But also termites and ants are out and about right now. Is that right?
Yes. They're the three pests that are keeping our phones ringing the most right now. That clover mites, too, are out and
mites?
About.
What's
yeah, the little
mite?
Tiny red bugs.
Oh,
know.
That's what those are.
Okay.
Oh, man, I saw a ton of those
very,
last
very
Sunday.
Small.
What do they do?
They get all over everything.
Like and inside? It's,
what's that?
Inside?
Inside, yeah.
Super nuisance pest.
Yeah.
No, we had them. We went out hiding stuff. I guess this was after Easter. This is a ridiculous, that's a way crazy way to start a story. This was church. I was teaching Sunday school.
It's getting weirder.
And we I think it was the week after Easter, and we still had Easter eggs to hide. So we went out, and we were hiding those things, but there were those little red bugs all over that stuff.
Do they leave red behind if you kill them?
They will. They'll smear red.
Oh.
So if it's on your paper there, and you kill it, you'll have a red smear across your paper.
What do you do to get rid of them?
A lot of heavy treating on the exterior.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, at Point Pest Control, I am a very, very happy and satisfied customer myself. A reminder, if you reach out to Point Pest Control and mention my name, you're going to save an extra 10%. You can call them at 636-798-0023. I think you had them out as well.
Well, I was just talking to John actually before we started. We need to get John back out again because we saw a couple of spiders. It's been a year and we need the treatment because we didn't have anything after you guys came out last time, and now it's spring again, and
have
it's
you ever
like,
told
okay.
them about your raccoons that you talk to? Are they possums?
No, they're raccoons, and I don't talk to them. In
the
sense
is the relationship too personal now? You don't want to call
Steve. Have you ever
the
had
wildlife manager
somebody
to,
tell you know. A story about a guy walking out into his garage in the middle of the night because he was getting water in his basement and he was going to go bail it out, but there happened to be a raccoon in his trash can?
It's a bad night.
And then he screamed real loud, and the neighbors woke up because he wasn't expecting the raccoon in the trash can at that moment.
I hate to say it, Ryan, but I've heard many similar stories.
Good.
Yeah. Don't make him think he's normal.
See?
All right. Well, it's X's and O's time. It's Hollywood Squares, Andy Fry Show style. So this is where I turn it over to Ryan. Ryan, you can set up the game for us. We can get started.
All right. This is X's and O's. We have a board up in the studio of nine squares. Of course, that is a tic-tac-toe board. And you guys will be playing against each other. Each square has a number on it, 1 through 9. Each one of those squares has a corresponding question. And you will each, you know, just like the game, you'll say, okay, I want this square, but then I'll ask the question. You pick either Annie or Brad to answer that question. You simply agree or disagree for the square. If you get a tic-tac-toe, we don't stop. We keep playing. We fill out the whole board. So there can be ties in a sense because you can get multiple tic-tac-toes, but then it would go to total number of X's or O's for the win. So that's how we play. And to determine who goes first?
John's going to.
John's going to go first.
And
John
I'm
is X's. Okay, and we get the drummer in here, and then the things start to get real. There he is.
Things start to get real. I don't think these guys are afraid of anything.
I don't either.
It's kind of intimidating.
What's the biggest animal you've ever had to put down or whatever?
Put down?
I don't know.
Relocate?
Some of those raccoons
Send
get pretty big, and coyotes sometimes.
Wow, ooh, coyotes.
Ooh, okay.
Groundhogs get pretty big.
Oh, groundhogs. Yeah. Oh, I got a call for a groundhog on the
Which
way down
here.
Which
are the sassiest?
It's eating a garden and eating somebody's garden and living under their front porch. So
yeah.
I have to go deal with that later today.
What a nice life.
Well, until he shows
not,
up.
For the groundhog.
Yeah, for the groundhog. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's like heaven.
All right, John, which square would you like to start with here?
I'll go with 5.
In the middle?
Yeah, why not?
Brad
Number
or me?
5. Brad or Annie, answer this question.
You get to pick which one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brad or
I'll
Annie?
Go with Annie.
Okay.
Okay, Annie, this is a guest quote.
This is a guest quote.
On Wednesday,
oh, you jerk.
A certain guest on the show gave us this memorable quote. Oh, Brad, it's a great question, and thanks, guys, for putting up with this horrible cold or whatever I have going on right now. It's going around. You're in St. Louis. I'm in Jersey, but it's airborne, no question.
Joe Concha? I know he was on because I wanted to talk to him. But I didn't know he had a cold, too.
Agree or disagree, John?
John, Joe Concha, question mark.
You agree that that was Joe Concha. Here's the answer.
Oh, Brad, it's a great question.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
He's got the X in there already.
Horrible cold or whatever I have going on right now.
That's what Annie's got, too. That's why she's not here. So
I am.
Oh, Annie, too. Okay, yeah, yeah. It's going around. Well, you're in St. Louis. I'm in Jersey, but this thing is airborne. No question. So sorry if my voice is a little bit
sorry, I
off,
argue with
but,
you.
It's part of the guest quote.
I wasn't looking.
I wasn't
at
talking
you.
Just now.
I didn't know you weren't talking. Well, I'm glad I knew Joe Concha was on that day. Good job, John.
Yep. All right. Thanks. Good job. You got the center square there with an X. And now, Steve, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to go with number 9.
Number 9. You guys know how to play tic-tac-toe.
Bottom right. These guys are pros.
All right.
What?
Number 9.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a strategy.
There's strategy for sure. Who's answer, Brad or Annie?
Let's go with Brad this time.
Let's do this.
Okay, Brad.
Is that part of the strategy?
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's a strategy.
Brad, McDonald's is in the news both because of a mobile McDonald's greeting Trump in Saudi Arabia and because they're hiring hundreds of thousands of new employees this summer. McDonald's estimates that one out of every blank Americans has worked for McDonald's in their lifetime.
Mm. Ooh.
One out of every how many Americans?
This is tough because you said we should make this a poll question to see if it holds true.
Mm-hmm.
But I struggled because I was doing other producer things. But I think it was 1 in 8.
1 in 8. Steve, do you agree? 1 in 8 is what McDonald's estimates that... how many Americans have worked for McDonald's in their life?
That number just doesn't sound right. I'm going to disagree.
You're going to disagree. Unfortunately, Brad was correct.
It is 1 in 8. Have either of you two worked at McDonald's in your lifetime?
I have.
Oh!
There we go.
Have you?
I've worked for them, not at them.
Oh, I understand. So that would make it 1 in 8.
Yeah.
Because you're
of
the last
the people
two.
That we
We all asked six. We asked 8 people.
Yeah.
It's 1 in 8.
Wow.
Did you work there?
No, none of us did. No. None of, we have people who've worked in fast food, but not specifically McDonald's.
Does Kamala count?
No, I don't think she worked there. That's what I understand.
Yeah, she didn't go there.
Yeah. All right, so bot 9, you get a circle there.
Whoa,
and
an
then
X. An X.
X, excuse me.
X for yeah. number 9.
And then it's John's turn.
All right, John.
I'll go with Brad this time.
Okay.
And which
Brad,
square?
Number, square
oh,
number.
I'm sorry. I'll go with number 1.
Okay.
Number 1. All right, Brad. You have found the first audio whoopee of the day.
Whoopee!
This is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent talking about trade deals.
The delegation basically told us that once President Biden came into office, they just ignored their obligations.
All right, which nation beeped there told him that they ignored Biden for 4 years?
Well, that has to be China. The Chinese delegation said that.
All right. John, disagree or agree?
Could have been anybody.
It really could have.
I think I'll disagree.
I think you'll disagree. Here is the answer.
Chose not to enforce it. The Chinese delegation basically told us
it's a circle gets a square.
President Biden came into
one.
Office, they just ignored their obligations. So,
all right. He was on the verge of a tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, he was.
And now there's a block. And now, it's back to Steve.
All right, we're going to go with Square 7.
Square 7, who is answering for you?
Annie's going to this time.
Okay.
All right.
Annie, you and Steve have stumbled into AI.
AI.
This is a real clip from somebody saying this through the week, but I have run it through AI, so it won't sound like that person. Tell me who said this.
Turn off for me. Can't swim. If you can't swim, honey. I mean, the earth is 80% water. So.
I had to go around some cuss words.
Theo Vaughn. My boy. Theo Vaughn. That's my final
Steve,
answer.
Steve, agree?
I'm going to agree with yes. Annie. She sounds pretty confident about
yes.
this.
Here is the real clip.
Turn off for me. Can't swim. If you can't swim, honey. I mean, the earth is 80% water. So.
We were talking about the baby videos.
I ain't nobody's floaty.
Yeah, but he cusses, yeah. So I couldn't go yeah. further.
All right. Circle in 7, was that?
Circle in 7.
All right, John.
Is correct. This is a wild
this
game.
This is a good game.
Yeah. Where are you going to go?
All right, square? John.
I guess I'll go with Brad again this time.
Okay. And which number?
Number 2.
Number
okay.
2.
Oh, what am I doing? Number Wait 4.
Number 4.
You can change it.
Yeah, that's fine. Number 4 with Brad. Seems like they can't.
There's the competitiveness.
He's getting his wildlife management stuff out right now.
All right, number 4 is another audio whoopee.
Whoopee.
We talked extensively about Jake Tapper's new book on and the media cover-up of Biden's health, playing clips like this of Jake Tapper.
False claims to the Wall Street Journal about President Biden's mental fitness and acuity.
Okay, so he actively took part in the cover-up and then wrote a book about it. What is the two-word name of Jake Tapper's book?
Oh, this is Original Sin is the name of his book.
He seems confident.
I'll agree.
That is correct. That is the name of the book. So, what do we have here? You got the corners, John.
You got the block.
Oh, you got the block.
Yeah.
You got the block.
I almost had corners.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Boy, this is a good game.
Yeah, it is.
Anytime somebody, it's usually if somebody misses one, it really skews it, but then it went right back. So, all right, Steve, back to you.
Well, I've got to block him on 6.
Yes, okay. You do. Number six, and who's answering that for you?
Annie's going to again.
All right, Annie.
Yeah.
Ben & Jerry's, the founder of Ben & Jerry's, was arrested for an outburst as he yelled out in protest of Israel's actions in Gaza at Robert F. Kennedy's HHS budget hearing. And even he said, it didn't really have anything to do with Bobby Kennedy. Because they asked him, what are you doing? Which of these is not a Ben & Jerry's flavor?
Oh, man.
A, chocolate therapy. B, Netflix and chilled. Or C, pistachio green energy.
Pistachio green energy. You tried too hard on that one.
I'm going to agree.
You reached that bell a little too soon.
You know him pretty well.
Yeah.
I was having trouble coming up with a fake one. That sounded like
Ben
& Jerry's.
Yeah.
Pistachio green
when
energy.
When you said chocolate therapy, I'm like, that's Ben & Jerry's for sure.
It definitely is. And Netflix and chilled is too. I don't even know what flavor that is.
I don't think it matters.
No, it doesn't.
Another block.
It's a good game. John, are we back to you?
Yeah, I'll go Annie number two.
Okay.
Number two. All right, Annie. Tuesday, we talked about slang that Gen Z is using. Mm. And one of the terms we all learned, including Ethan, was ALA, A-L-A, mm-hmm. which means what?
Oh, crap. Did not retain that information.
You weren't using it the rest of the week?
No.
It's a loose definition. You don't have to get it exact.
I'm struggling even coming up with a concept. It means darn it.
It means darn it.
I'll disagree with you.
It's very confident.
That's a pretty good move, yeah. And that is correct. Because
what
she was
mean?
Incorrect. It just means good, great, nice, upstanding.
How do you spell it?
A-L-A.
I think
none of us knew why.
Gen Z's are weirdos.
It's hard to make that
I've never
connection.
Even heard anybody say or use that.
I think Bert used to do it on Sesame Street. Outlaw peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh.
There you go.
Steve, sir,
do I get a bonus square there?
Yeah, you get an extra bonus square.
Pick one.
Steve, it is your turn, isn't it?
Yes, going for number eight, please.
Number eight.
FR on YouTube
block.
Says that Allah is in the style of, I thought, but that's what it really means. That's not what Gen Z makes.
I have no
we
idea.
Don't understand the Gen Z application again.
All right, number eight. Who's answering?
We're going to go with Brad.
All right.
Brad, Trump is doing a big regalia tour through the Middle East, securing investments of around $3 to $4 trillion in the process as he meets with Arab leaders. What are the three Middle Eastern nations he visited this week?
Oh, man. So he started off in Saudi Arabia, and then he flew to, I think it's Qatar or whatever it is. And then from there he went to Abu Dhabi, but that's the city. So that's, is that the United Arab Emirates? So Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE are my three.
I agree.
Well, you guys, good job. Awesome. Yeah, very good.
It's kind of offensive how shocked Ryan is every week when we know these answers. Every week's like,
he's like,
wow,
man, I thought
you
I had
guys.
Him stumped.
I always try to keep my expectations low, so you're always exceeding them.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I expect nothing from you.
All right, we got one square
it's
left.
It's all going to come down to this square. We love it when this
four
happens.
4-4. No tic-tac-toes on the board. Whoever gets this square wins the match.
Okay.
And it's John.
Three with Brad.
Three with Brad all right. for all the donuts.
All the donuts.
You have stumbled into AI.
AI.
This is a real clip from the week. Run through AI. Tell me who said this.
So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? Like, let's go find the safest white boy we can find. I mean, I'm just saying.
Is this AI or is this the actual clip?
That's Jasmine Crockett. That's Jasmine Crockett.
He's right.
Let's find out.
So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, let's go find the safest white boy we can find. I mean, I'm just saying.
There you go. And that's a winner.
Man, it said, you know what? I was like, uh-oh.
5-4. Good job, guys. This is a very close game. Good game. We come back and do it again? We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, it's pointpestcontrol.com. It's point with an E. My favorite people, because they keep the bugs out of my house and the wild animals, too, which you should absolutely reach out to them. Missouri and Illinois alike, if you have any sort of pest problems. I keep trying to get them to get rid of Ryan, but they haven't figured it out yet.
That's why I asked the question about a person. They ever found a person in somebody's
house. They're like, oh, we're not in that business. And you're like,
he's a protected species.
There you go. Steve, John, thank you so much. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Wednesday, a lot about the Tapper book with Joe Biden.
Yeah, we did.
General consensus? What were your thoughts?
I mean, no hot takes or anything. The guy's just such a hypocrite. We had so many clips of him defending Biden starting in 2020, but right up until 2024. So it's the same stuff as everybody's kind of seeing all at the same time.
Did we ever pull any clips on Bill Belichick? Ever?
I haven't.
No. I'm super disinterested in the story. Do you know the Bill Belichick's, like, the reason why he's being talked about a lot lately?
He's dating a really young woman.
Like a 24-year-old girl.
Is that the thing?
But
yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It kind of seems like she's in charge of the whole situation, and there's a lot of controversy surrounding that.
People are kind of wondering if he's making his own decisions, if she's taking advantage of him.
Oh, weird.
He's in his 70s.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think she's at least 50 years younger than he is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's in her 20s.
Yeah, I just said she's 24.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do the math well. Listen, I married a math teacher, so I didn't have to.
We'll get her here.
Terry, how much younger is Bill Belichick's girlfriend than him? I know you're in the middle of school right now, but hang on.
So I was thinking about this on the way in because I'm annoyed every time this is taking up like real news conversation, the Bill Belichick stuff. But the underlying conversation around the whole thing is a curiosity if she's taking advantage of him, if he's making poor decisions. And there, there are age comments and age differential comments. People are more concerned in the media about Bill Belichick's mental capacity and decision making than they were the president of the United States. To consider that Bill Belichick might be in his 70s, be a little bit off his game in making good decisions by dating a 24-year-old who's helping with all the business decisions that he's making with whatever it is his empire includes. People are questioning, you know, that dude's worth a lot of money. People are questioning the decisions he's making and wondering if he's got all his faculties about him to be like, people are looking at him going, what are you doing, dude? And we keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And I'm sitting here going, we didn't have a fraction of this curiosity about the president of the United States from the agenda-driven media for the entirety of the time that Biden was running for office to be the president in 2020. And then the time that he was in office. And then all of a sudden, now Jake Tapper's got this book out. The thing that is the most offensive is that he is profiting off of the thing. He is the fire, the arsonist and the firefighter in this scenario completely. And people like us in our little teeny tiny corner of the world here on the Annie Fry Show in 97.1 were saying the entire time that obviously that he's not in his best, he doesn't have his best foot forward, that he's not in a position to manage the office of the presidency. You know, I would honestly say that we were kind to Joe Biden on this show specifically. I won't speak for anybody else anywhere, but I felt so bad for Joe Biden, and I really had a frustration with Jill Biden, and I called her out more than I called out Joe himself for the family putting him through this ridiculousness and using him to access the power that the American people were handing over as proxy through Joe Biden to no-name people. That it's so frustrating to see people want to drum up a story. I don't give two hoots about Bill Belichick and his 50-year junior girlfriend. I don't care. I don't care what happens to Bill Belichick's money. I don't care what happens to Bill Belichick's business, his empire, his legacy. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about the 24-year-old girlfriend. There are hopefully people surrounding Bill Belichick that will help him make good decisions if he needs somebody to lean into it. Why did we not have the same sort of interest and curiosity about Joe Biden? But we all know the answer to it. And the answer is what pisses me off the most.
Well, it's weird is that for 4 years, and especially early on when it was like, it was pretty obvious to everybody that he had some problems, but everybody was burying it, and it was, oh, no, it's just a stutter and all that stuff.
Oh, boy. Is that on the air? It's on the air, right?
That's our phones.
So the weather alarms are going off for us over in Illinois.
Yeah, we're running an EAS alert right now.
Okay.
So are we on?
Hello. I can't hear.
If we are, we don't know.
Like the EAS alert light is up.
Well, let me just finish this point then, and if we are, we are. The weird thing is that it might be for the podcast then. The weird thing is that with the making fun of Biden stuff, obviously I do a ton of comedy stuff and bits, and we can write stuff, and we also freewheel, and we could have easily made fun of Biden because it was low-hanging fruit. But we actually chose not to because it was too easy. And so the point being, if it was too easy to make fun of the president's mental acuity, that so much so that we didn't want to do it because it was bad jokes, then why would the media not have been able to pick that up? It was so obvious that we didn't do it because we thought it was too easy. So the whole 4 years, and it obviously got worse and worse and worse and worse,
right,
for them to not pick it up until there started to be cracks in the facade of their coverage, which they didn't even really completely go into, until after the debate. Then they finally started asking questions. And it wasn't because, we all know this, it wasn't because they were surprised by it. It was because they knew at that point he couldn't win. So now it's okay to ask questions because we're the offensive line here, and we've been protecting him for so long, but now even we can't do it.
But he got sacked anyway, and he wasn't a really good quarterback, so let's just turn on him now. So anyway.
So that was finally the moment that they turned and said, I think we can finally let this narrative go. So, all right, we'll take a short break. We're trying to figure out what's going on, whether we're on or off. We're watching these storms, and we're talking to our meteorologist, too, to see if he can join us. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Fry Show, life in the fast lane. Yeah, the weather is getting rowdy here in our area. Make sure that you have your eyes on the skies and are staying aware of the situation. We have reached out to Dave Murray. If we don't get in contact with him, I'm sure the Mark Reardon Show will be working to try to do that as well to make sure that we are aware of the weather that is in our area now. We've had some tornado warnings around the listening area, so I want to make sure that you are very aware of what's going on. Please pay attention to all of that, and we will cover it as we continue to get news and updates. So Earlier in the show, we talked about the YouTube live chat poll. Did James Comey intentionally threaten the president? Yes or no? That's the poll that we have going on right now on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. And Brad, I'm going to ask you this question right now. We're going to get Ryan back in here. He's checking on some stuff here for us to try to cover the weather. But Brad, your thoughts on James Comey's intention? He posts this photo from Instagram, and he just talks about casually walking past seashells on the seashore that say 8647, and then he goes, "Oh, I didn't know that meant violence or people perceived it as that." You think he meant that intentionally?
Yeah, I think that he did have intention behind it. I think he knows what he's doing. I think he of all people, as former director of the FBI, knows what kind of people are out there, what kind of people might hear that, and how people might react to that. Does he have somebody specific in mind that he's thinking about? No. But, you know, we saw over the summer that, you know, Donald Trump was nearly assassinated twice. And then everybody, I hear all the excuses out there. Oh, it was a military code for going AWOL. It's a restaurant code. It means to take it off the menu. It's all of these things. But it all comes back to one thing: get rid of. And that's what's open to interpretation here. What are we trying to get rid of? And what method are we using to get rid of? 86 something off the menu of a restaurant. Sure, but you're talking about toasted raviolis. You're not talking about a person. How do you get rid of them? Well, oh, no, we just mean impeachment. Yeah, but do the people that, you know, snuck up to his golf course and waited in ambush of him, was he looking to just get rid of him and impeach him? Or are there people out there, which if you've paid attention to anybody online, you've seen that there are, in fact, people out there that see him as an existential threat, and that any possible way that they should get rid of him, they'll do it. And all they need is just that little nudge. Is that what Comey had in mind? I don't know. But I know that he knows the ramifications of what he said. So on this poll, I'm voting yes. And I'm voting yes as many times as I possibly can.
Ryan, do you feel like when we talked about this earlier in the show, I said there's a difference between thinking that James Comey intentionally like knew exactly what he was doing and him actually being somebody who was looking to like inflict violence or like actually think he's going to go and follow through with that. The poll question is, did James Comey intentionally threaten the president? Yes or no? What do you think?
So I'm parsing out the words here, because James Comey intentionally, yes. His defense that, oh, I didn't really know, you know, either he didn't put the shells there or something ridiculous like that, or, well, 86. I mean, this could mean anything. I'm not saying he's out there saying that, but that could be a defense for him. Those are stupid. He definitely intentionally knew what he was doing when he put it there. But is he intentionally threatening the president is the question. I'm actually a no on that question, because I think he thought that he was doing press and that he was doing something that might be considered funny that would gin up interest in his book, which actually has done. So it was intentional, but I don't know that he was actually threatening the president. The one person, now we had a caller earlier who in the 12 o'clock hour said this, and I thought that's actually a really good point. That he may not have been intentionally threatening the president directly, but floating something out there that maybe this becomes an internet thing. Maybe saying 8647 becomes code for nut jobs to go and maybe try something now because they got emboldened by the former FBI director. I really could see that.
It's really just not something, like, to me, it's just not something that you can be on the other side of the aisle and say about the left and get away with. You certainly wouldn't have in the last 4 years. It's like, if we're playing by the rules that were set by the former administration, I don't see how you can look at this and think that it's just innocuous and he just was like an oopsie. Oopsie poopsie, didn't know that this was going to be inflammatory in some way, shape, or form. I just don't buy that. And James Comey kind of has this smug way about himself where he does things and he presents himself in a specific kind of way. And we're just supposed to be like, oh, he didn't know. Not James Comey. He's such a great guy. And then, of course, the most important... that's our building on the camera right now. The most important part of the story is he's got a book coming out May 20th. Mm-hmm. And that's the part of all of this that makes me just go, You've got a book coming out. You put this out there. I have the worst expectations for people who have been on that side of the swamp for so long. And his book is a fiction book based on the experience that he has.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll pull it back up here. But the book is one that is like a novel that is a second. It says
former FBI director Rames Romy.
No.
Spills the tea.
It says it's called FDR Drive, a crime novel. Former FBI director Comey reunites the protagonists of his first two legal thrillers for his strongest outing yet.
What?
U.S. Attorney Carmen Garcia. I'm going to be mad if I sell this book to anybody. U.S. Attorney Carmen Garcia is trying to take down Samuel Buchanan, a far-right media personality with a popular podcast vilifying those he thinks are destroying America. Intellectuals, immigrants, and people of color.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like reading this going, is this a joke? Did I miss the joke?
It sounds like one.
Garcia believes Buchanan went far beyond the protection of the First Amendment when he singled out his enemies by name and suggested something should be done about them.
What?
His fans have obliged, killing or grievously injuring some of his foes. In a series of tense and exhilarating courtroom scenes, Garcia works with Deputy U.S. Attorney Nora Carlton to bring Buchanan down. Then, just as they've convicted him, a new threat emerges. Some of his followers have planned an act of terror at an upcoming UN convention. Comey's ripped from the headlines plot, which, with its focus on Nora's hand-wringing about following legal and constitutional protocol, is easy to read as a bit of self-reflection. Never lose esteem. This proves that Comey, the crime novelist, is here to stay.
I'm not reading that crap. I'm reading Original Sin.
I'm not reading that crap. You should get that as a byline in this book.
Ryan Wiggins.
If James Comey said about the grocery list, I'm not reading that crap, you'd print it.
Oh, heck yeah, I would.
You would print that, for sure.
I never told this story, but I started getting quotes. Before I got Jack Handy, I thought, what am I going to get quotes from? I started reaching out to the entire cast of Growing Pains. I was going to get as many of the people from Growing Pains as I could to either endorse or not endorse my book. And I still have a couple. I got one from Tracy Gold.
What did she say?
She just said something about, like, oh, yeah, this book sounds funny. And, like it's just a generic quote about a book. And I was like, this is great. I was going to get the kid that played Ben. I don't remember his name. See if I get Kirk Cameron, Alan Thicke.
Let's do this real quick. Hopefully Ethan's out there. I'm going to open the phones, and we've got about 6 minutes left before we got to wrap and hand it over to the Mark Reardon Show. I'd like to get weather reports from people.
That'd
if there's
great.
Anything that is wild. I don't know if we'll be able to fit any in time, but if you call us at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, let me know what you're experiencing. A lot of what is keying in on the weather channels that we're watching. We have on 4 and 2 right now in the room. We'd have 5 on if we changed that TV. We could totally do that as well. But it's like they're showing our building on there.
Well, it's the majority
of it. I
don't appreciate
that.
It looks like it's slightly north of the city. I mean, not that the city's not getting anything, but the really bad stuff looks like it's a little bit north of downtown. So if you're in Granite City right now, Ferguson.
Well, I mean, the action is taking place just west of downtown St. Louis, and they're pointing between Richmond Heights and U-City. And then it's moving out the way you were kind of explaining, which is like my pathway home. So
yes, it is.
I will have to figure out how to navigate this sucker. I don't like being en route. I have to drive to Chicago today, so I hope that this stuff is not like gonna go up 55 with me.
Well, as we've been standing here watching the radar, it looks like it's really fast moving. So I don't know exactly how long this will take to get through, but I doubt it's gonna last a long time. It's just really intense, the line that's moving.
You've had a O'Fallon several storm situations, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm still dealing with the after effects of the March 14th storm. We're still working on trying to get new siding back on our house. We got a new roof, so I hope this doesn't have a lot of hail and goes for my home.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Man, how many people got new roofs just recently that are going, are you kidding
me?
There
are still construction crews and contractor crews in my neighborhood.
Let's get to Daryl. Daryl, I think, is out near the airport. Daryl, what are you experiencing with the weather right now?
So I was at the airport making a drop-off, Uber driver, and I was lucky to hide up under the viaduct at Southwest. Bad hailstorm. And looks like the hail has passed. I'm now moving on 70 West, headed out towards St. Charles, and it's clearing up this way. It looks like it's all headed downtown or east.
Yeah, okay. So you're safe, yeah. Daryl?
I'm safe.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's get to Greg. Greg, thanks for calling 314-241-9797 if anyone wants to sneak in here before we wrap and hand it to Mark Reardon. Greg, what do you experience?
Well, I'm probably going to get a new car. I was going up 170 from 40 to 70, and it just came down, and there was no place to go. Just stuck on the highway, and my car just got riddled like no belief.
Yeah.
But luckily, like I said, the other gentleman, I got onto 70, and it's cleared going towards St. Charles and St. Charles Rock Road now, so it's all heading towards St. Louis.
Do you have an estimation on how big the hail was that was hitting your car?
It was at least the size of a marble, if not bigger.
Mm.
It was it came down hard. And like I said, 2 years ago, I got my house totaled, whole exterior, everything out in Wentzville. And I'm like, oh, thank God I don't have to do this again. But now I'm in a car and probably have to get a new car now.
Greg, I'm sorry about that. Thank you for calling and stay safe. We appreciate the input.
All right, have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. Gosh, that's the freaking worst.
What a spring this has been.
Man.
The amount of rain that we've got. This is just going to be more rain, too, on top of the hail.
Rain and storms and more rain.
This does look like the line. Well, the two people we just heard from, that's in that line that's 270-ish, yeah. North 270, that's getting the worst of it, and north of here, we're downtown.
It's interesting, because I'm looking out at the park across the street, and I can see some large tree branches on the ground.
Already?
In the park, yeah. And it didn't,
the big tree branch.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it got super, super windy here, but...
It seems like it's almost calmer now than it was before, like maybe it breezed through.
I don't think this thing's going to last a long time, but when it goes through, it's going to hit.
Yeah. We got to wrap in a couple minutes here. We got one more phone call coming in, 314-241-9797 if you want to hustle. The YouTube live chat poll, I'm going to give the results to that right now before we wrap in case we do take the calls up to the break. I'm going to pull it up here first. The YouTube live chat poll is, did James Comey intentionally threaten the president, yes or no? And we got 257 votes on a Friday, which is pretty good for us. 84% of the people say, yes, he intentionally threatened the president. I just don't look at anything. James Comey is not accidentally making statements.
Mm-hmm.
And he would certainly understand the gravity of what he's saying. And if you're trying to drum up, I wish I could have seen more people. I wish I could have seen more people who were reacting to this today, this morning in the morning news, talking about the book coming out. And it's almost like, are you not talking about the book because you don't want to do the thing about the book? Or is it still the same? You know, whether you mention the book or don't mention the book.
It does change it for me.
Yeah.
The book.
Real quick here. Eric, thank you for calling in the Annie Fry Show. You're in Edwardsville right now?
Yes.
What are you experiencing over there with the weather?
Heavy downpour so far. I just left Edwardsville heading 70 or 270 west, and it is extremely dark skies up to the southwest area from here. Getting ready to pass the Wood River exit, and it's pretty bad over here.
All right. Well, stay safe. Get into cover if you need to instead of driving.
Absolutely.
Take care, and we appreciate you, Eric. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thanks. Bye.
Everybody needs to just stay safe.
Well, I keep saying the worst of this looks like it's north, but there are pockets all over the place.
Yes.
So, yes, the biggest area is north, but it doesn't matter really where you are. You're going to get something.
Yeah. Well, stay safe. God be with you, and be smart. I just got a text from Mark Cox in O'Fallon, Missouri, and there is some hail coming down in O'Fallon, according to Mark Cox's video, off his back porch. Yes. Just stay safe. Be smart. Don't do anything I wouldn't do
Be
definitely
Annie
don't
right now.
Do anything that Ryan would do.
Don't do anything I would do.
Yeah, don't go stare out and shake your fists at the sky. Get yourself in the basement and just chill out there until the storm passes. We're praying for you. Pray for our safety here as well. And we're going to hand it over to the Mark Reardon Show next. Don't go away.
Rock and roll, turn up the band, find the hole, gonna lose control tonight.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.